Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me begin by lifting up a verse from our first lesson. This is from Isaiah chapter 65. It goes like this. No more. What blessed words. What words of defiance that can be hurled against sin, death, and the devil. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. That's from Isaiah chapter 65. In God's kingdom, no more shall there be this agony and this heartbreak. When the resurrection comes, how old do you think you will be when you are raised up to life again? After all, the Easter message is not a fairy tale. It's about real life. It's about real life that has been won for us by Jesus Christ and all he accomplished. So if we're talking about real life, when we are raised up again, we're gonna have to be some age, some years old. St. Thomas Aquinas had a theory. He believed that when we are resurrected, we will be 32 or 33 years old. Now, I hope it has been with you that in every stage of your life, life has been good. I hope it can be with you as with Frank Sinatra. And you could say to yourself, when I was 17, it was a very good year. When I was 21, when I was 35, but now the days are short, I'm in the autumn of the year still, it was a very good year. Oh, in this congregation, I remember Margaret Stanchess of blessed memory. Margaret once said to me that it seemed to her that life got better when she turned 50. She just enjoyed life more when she was 50. So be it. May each of your years be a good year. And yet, again, I wonder about the question. How old will we be when we are resurrected? Now, St. Thomas had a nice argument in favor of his figure, 32 or 33 years old. It goes like this. This comes from his catechism from chapter 12. All will rise again at the perfect age, namely 32 or 33 years. The reason is that those who have not reached that age are not at the perfect age, and the old have already passed it. So young people and children will receive what they lack, and the old will be restored to what they have lost. I like this proposal, as I recall it. When I was 33 years old, it was a very good year. Plus, it's the traditional age of our Lord Jesus. When he was resurrected, he was 33 years of age. So I kind of like the idea that that's what we'll be when we are raised. But there's a better reason, a deeper reason for thinking about our age at the resurrection, and that is the grief that we feel at death. particularly at untimely death, and every death is untimely for those who are left behind in grief. Did you know that in the minister's manual, our prayer book, there are prayers for babies who have died at birth or even before birth? And well, there should be, because the grief of mother and father at the death of that little one, they hardly have a chance to know, nonetheless can be very deep. And then think of all those untimely deaths up in Newtown, Connecticut. If ever there were untimely deaths, those little coffins, those are the ones. But Easter means, the resurrection means, that the cruelty of the gunman cannot reach all the way to heaven. Those little ones are going to enjoy life in God's kingdom. There's not a thing that sin, death, or the devil can do to hinder it. They cannot be prevented. But also, I think to myself, these are pious speculations of St. Thomas when he says age 33. I'm not exactly sure that he has figured it all out exactly right. After all, think of the little ones who have died. I am glad to think that they're going to be raised up again, but I'm not so happy to think they're going to miss their childhood. I mean, I think back to the childhood of our children and the other children I have seen. Oh, they seem so happy. They get out of bed just full of life. They wrestle, they play. They enjoyed their childhood. I want all children to be able to enjoy a good childhood, so I'm not so exactly sure. I want them to be resurrected at age 33. I want them to enjoy their childhood. And then going in the other direction, there might have been elderly people in your life that you have loved. You were just touched by them. I mean, his hair might have been white, she might have been frail, yet there was a kind of beauty in them that you admired. And you might have thought to yourself, oh, I wish I could have known that one back when he was 33. Back when she was 33, I bet she was great. I think of dear Max Paycheck, for example, in this congregation. I've been pastor here a good long time, about 21 years. I've seen children grow up, and I have buried saints of the church. Oh, what fun it would be to see Max Paycheck at age 33. And so I'm not entirely sure that I want everybody to be raised at age 33. I mean, I'm old now. I kind of enjoy being old. I have a kind of peace and perspective on things that I didn't have when I was 33. And for some people in their 30s, life is tough. It's just a hard season of life to be waded through as best as possible, waiting for better times. Now, the point of all of this kind of pious speculation about the age at which we will be resurrected is that Easter gives us a great hope, a real hope, a hope for what the Creed calls the resurrection of the body. Easter is not about clouds and harps and things like that. It's about the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, who is raised up again as a strong young man to launch into his fight on behalf of this world again. And this time, nothing can stop him. He has a plan in mind. He has a plan, he has an intention, he is building a world in which no more shall an infant die. No more shall an elderly not live out his years. He has a plan, he has an intention, and this time Nothing can stop him. Not even death, miserable death, neither height nor depth, nor powers nor principalities, things present nor things to come. Nothing can stop him. He's going to bring in his kingdom, and it's going to be better. He is resurrected, a strong young man. He is resurrected to be your Lord and my Lord. And he wants us to contribute our strength to his fight on behalf of the world. So any laziness, bad habits, vice that clings to the soul and is so unworthy of us, throw it all off so that you can launch your life into the fight of the gospel. Look forward to that day when you will see your loved ones again. They will be some age, some good age, and you'll be able to throw your arms around them and hug them, as Mary Magdalene so naturally wanted to do toward Jesus. We believe in the resurrection of the body, and let's use these years that are left to us with integrity, so that when we see our loved ones again, we will not be embarrassed, but we will say, look, I took the time that was left to me, and I lived those years well. And they were very good years, and I live them in the name of Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia.